The State Comptroller's Office has released its annual report on New York's 113 Industrial Development Agencies, or IDAs. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, concerns have been raised about the effectiveness and transparency of the organizations.
In 2011, IDAs across the state provided more than $500 million in net tax exemptions to thousands of projects. But State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says oversight of the process remains opaque, and there's a need for more definitive cost-benefit analysis.
We really need a more standardized, a more accountable approach to evaluating whether or not we're getting the bang for the buck that's being given in terms of the tax breaks and other incentives that IDAs give out.
The Comptroller says increases in the IDA's support for retail projects provides the strongest reason for regulation reforms. Prior to 2008, restrictions prohibited IDAs from funding retail development because of their questionable economic benefit, the report says. However, since those restrictions were lifted, there's been an increase of almost 200% in the number of retail projects receiving IDA assistance.
Retail projects tend not to be the most preferable in terms of the projects to be funded. The jobs that are created are at the lowest end of the pay scale relative to other positions.
The former restrictions have been revived as part of the 2013-2014 state budget negotiation. But the Comptroller says more regulation is still required. The agencies estimate that 36,000 additional jobs were created because of IDA projects in 2011 compared to the previous year. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.